This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. While many high school graduates spend time this summer preparing to go to college, others will take a so-called gap year with plans to take off on some sort of sabbatical. Postponing the start of college for a year is becoming more common in the United States. According to a survey from the nonprofit College Savings Foundation, more than 22% of students now consider gap time before post-secondary education. In Delaware native Belen Tate's case, they decided to take a gap year recently, where they backpacked out west and earned a Wilderness First Responder certification, among other things. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sat down with Tate, currently a freshman conservation biology major at Middlebury College in Vermont, and Ray Nelson, president of the Gap Year Association, a nonprofit gap time advocacy group, to discuss gap years.
Ray, gap years aren't a new phenomenon by any means, but we're talking about them today because they're getting even more popular, and it seems like the concept is being seen in a more positive way. As more students successfully take gap time, how long has this idea of a gap year been around? And when we say gap year, that's literal, right? As in, we do indeed mean 1 year and only 1 year?
Two parts to those excellent questions, Kyle. So first of all, the concept of taking some time off from a traditional pathway to find out about yourself and the world goes back thousands of years. Indians and Aborigines, we take a walk away. We have missionaries. We have students in Europe for a long time who've taken time off from the traditional path. So the concept goes back a long, long time. In America, in the 1980s or so, it started becoming an option for a number of students. And then even more recently, I would say in the 90s, Harvard has been recommending it as an option in their admissions letter, for example, for more than 40 years. A number of universities increasingly are looking at gap year options. And that during COVID, in particular, a number of students started looking for them. The second part of your question, a gap year is not necessarily a year. It could be a segment of time. It could be a few months. It could be time during college. Traditionally, we think of it, Kyle, as time after high school and before college. But really, anytime somebody wants to take a break off the beaten path to discover about themselves and the world, and it's intentional, that's gap time. And it almost always is extremely valuable.
Well, you touched on this a bit in your answer there, but what are some of the reasons, though, or some common reasons as to why students take a gap year?
Well, Kyle, it could be a couple of reasons. One is they might be burned out after years of living up to other people's expectations, trying to get the grades, putting in time to extracurricular activities, working if they have to during summers and before or after school, filling out applications. So some of them just really want a break before spending more time in a classroom. For others, the motivation might be they really don't feel that they're ready for college or to go straight to the workplace. After all, we're talking about a pretty significant investment, regardless of whether you go to a public school or private school, you know, all the excellent schools in Delaware, but we're talking about investment. So a student might not feel ready and they may want to find out more about what they want to study, what they want to pursue. A director of admissions at Princeton once said that a definition of insanity is taking a 17 or 18 year old after high school and 3 months later, having him decide what he wants to do for the rest of their lives. So being burned out, wanting to find out more about the world, and taking a break. Those tend to be the two primary motivations.
When we're looking at the short-term and long-term benefits here, how do those distill out when you're taking a gap year? Can you walk us through some of those bigger pros of taking that gap year?
Sure. There's a lot of research out there. And my youngest son took a gap year. So I can testify as a gap year parent, the transformational experience it had. So one of the predominant areas is that personal growth, maturity, confidence, resilience, wanting to embrace education because you understand the real world connection between what goes on in a classroom and goes on in the real world, but particularly that maturity and confidence. A second area, Kyle, would be in what some call employability skills, soft skills, and that would be resilience, teamwork, communication, collaborating, not sweating the small stuff, being able to find solutions and live through a lot of the challenges that life routinely faces us. And then a third area might be those technical skills. Research shows that students who take some time off to explore, and that could be through interning, volunteering, studying, traveling, they find out what they don't want to do, maybe, or more about what they want to do. And they might develop those technical skills related to a particular career and profession. So that personal maturity and personal self-development, those employability in life skills that set you up for success in career, school, and in life, as well as those technical skills, are just some of the areas of impact. Just one other thing, Kyle, if a student chooses to go to college afterwards, and the vast, vast majority do, I know parents might be concerned if they take time off, are they going to go back? Research shows that more than 90% do within a year. And those who don't, our son ended up taking 2 years because he started a business during his gap time as a young entrepreneur. But those who do go back tend to have higher grade point averages, and they end up graduating in less time than their peers. And so that can be a significant impact as well.
What then about the drawbacks? The one I've always heard, as you just said, revolves around the fact of it being difficult to go back to school after being away for a whole year, and how mentally that's just a big hurdle. What about that, Ray? And what do the overall drawbacks of taking a gap year look like?
I think the key, Kyle, the very important key, is that it has to be intentional and that the student has to be bought in. In other words, if it's a parent's idea that they think a student should take time off, or if a student thinks, oh, I'm going to sit on the couch and watch video games, I'm not totally against video games, but there has to be an intention. And ideally, the intention will include a result of going back to school or a particular career. So that's why, for example, we recommend applying to college and deferring before you take a gap year. And then while you're on that gap year, really having an intention to explore what you want to do. And what happens, we find, Kyle, is that gappers tend to get very energized about the idea of education. They start wanting to learn. They start recognizing the value of it. And personal research my husband and I did, we found, as I mentioned, more than 90% of students we studied and interviewed not only wanted to go back, went back with intention. But I think that key is making it an intentional gap year with a goal at the end of either college or career, or what specific it was, and then checkpoints along the way so that you're reflecting on what you're learning along the way. And almost every single time, that individual, that gapper, ends up energized, excited, and even more successful in their future career, professional, and personal lives.
We now turn to Belyn Tate, a Delaware native and current freshman conservation biology major at Middlebury College in Vermont. Before you started college, you took a gap year, and you definitely made the most of it and did a whole lot that I want to dive into in just a bit. But when did you start thinking about taking gap time? You know, what initially got the ball rolling on that idea for you?
I started looking at colleges, and Middlebury, the school I go now to, it has a program where you can start if you apply, and if you get accepted, sometimes they accept you as a Feb, which means you start in February instead of starting in September with like the regular students. So I just kind of like didn't really want to go to school after going to school for 13 years. Immediately after, I just wanted to like take a breather, find out a little bit more about myself and find out more about like the world that I'm living in and what I wanted to do with my life.
Right. Well, I read that you backpacked, you rock climbed, canoed, recorded various bird calls, and you even earned your wilderness first responder certification, which is pretty awesome. Can you tell us more about your gap year and all that it kind of entailed though?
Yeah. For 3 months, I was doing a fall semester in the Rockies with Knowles. So that was 3 weeks backpacking in the Wind River Range in Wyoming, 3 weeks or like 2.5 weeks canoeing in Utah, 2.5 weeks rock climbing in the City of Rocks, Idaho. And then we also got our wilderness first responder to at a Knowles ranch. Yeah, so it was really cool. It was just kind of like every day you are moving to a new location and seeing different things, and you're with the same group of 10 people that were similar to your age. Some of them like weren't going to college at all. Some of them just graduated and weren't really sure what they were doing. Some of them were getting credit for their NOLs. And so it was just really interesting to meet lots of different people and realize that like there's not any set way of doing anything, and you can kind of just live without having to have pressure on you.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a lot packed into a year. How did you plan all that? You know, what did that process look like?
The planning, Knowles is really good at, I think they did most of my planning for me for that part. I ended up going
Right.
to South Africa for the month of January. So that was kind of spur of the moment. I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have 2 months after my Knowles. And I didn't want to just be sitting at home. So I kind of just Googled and found an internship on a reserve. And I love animals. I want to work with them in my future, I think. So I didn't really plan it. I just kind of did it. I'm not really sure.
There's a lot of beauty in the way you did it, though, and not just, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and you just went in and you did it. So from your own words, from a gapper's perspective, why do you think students should be encouraged to take, or at the very least, consider taking a gap year?
I mean, you're in school your whole life since you're 5 years old, even sometimes before, and then all of a sudden you're 18 and graduating high school, and like some people know where they're going to go to college, some people don't even know if they want to go to college. But I think having a gap year is super important just to kind of explore. And I can still, like, I don't have to keep doing college if I really don't want to. I know how to live in the world without being in college, and I know how to like travel and meet new people and like experience other perspectives.
Thanks to Gap Year Association President Ray Nelson, Belen Tate, a Delawarean who took a gap year, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, we head to the University of Delaware, where physical therapy researchers are developing a smart baby monitor that aims to detect developmental delays earlier. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.